Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm your host, Ruth Amos. 1 Thessalonians 4 says, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. In this podcast, I chat to all sorts of normal Christians, asking them just how they live their quiet lives and how they integrate their faith into their daily life. I hope that by listening, you will be encouraged to go out and live your own quiet life to the glory of God. You can find the episode show notes, the Quiet Life blog, and other resources at ruthamos.com.au. That's ruthamos.com.au. Now let's get on with the show. Hello and Happy New Year. It is great to have you here. I'm Ruth, and I'm really pleased to have you listening in this new year, 2019. So this is episode 11 of A Quiet Life, and as I record this, it is Wednesday the 2nd of January, 2019. So yes, as I said, Happy New Year. It's great to be back with you. I've had a bit of a break over Christmas. Christmas was full-on time for me. It always is. Extra things, extra church, extra family, extra gets together with people. And it's been really great and I've really enjoyed it. But I have to say, and I wonder if you're there too, I am really happy to be back doing the normal things again. So today is my first day of normal. This podcast is my first normal thing and it's really nice to be back into it. Today's guest is Judy. And we recorded this interview last year during a wet morning and there was actually rain dripping through the roof. So Judy, I'm really hoping that's been fixed up for you now. But despite the rain dripping through the roof, you can just hear the joy in Judy, in Judy's voice, in her life. It was a wonderful interview and I really hope you enjoy it as much as I did. So in my life, as I said, we had Christmas. We had a fun full day with Moz's family. We start there in the morning, you know, morning tea time-ish, and we leave there in time to get to the midnight service. We just go straight to midnight at our church on Christmas Eve. And then, so that's a normal thing for us. As I say, we do every year, give or take. And we did it again this year and it was just such a nice family day. And then on Christmas Day, my parents come around and we family again, just have good food and good fellowship and good fun around the Christmas tree. It was lovely. I finished it off with watching the Royal Variety performance. One of the benefits of being in the Commonwealth is we get to watch the Royal Variety show on Christmas Day. So yeah, it was a joyful time. Obviously just a great celebration of Christ's birth. And after Christmas, Jess had some friends over from Canberra. So a big shout out to Chris and Cara and Ash. It was lovely having you with us. And they did as they do, early 20-year-olds do. I want to still say teenagers, but they are no longer teenagers by a long shot. They're in their early 20s. They ran around the state seeing all the fun things that the state can offer. Went on bushwalks and went down to the wharf in Hobart and ate good food and did things. And it was, and played a lot of board games at home, which I joined in on once. But it was just so fun. It was so fun to have them with us. And so it was really, really great to do all these interesting and fun things for the holidays. And now, I don't know about you, but I'm finding it really, really great to be doing normal things again. As far as the year ahead goes, I've seen all these wonderful posts by people on Facebook and in their blogs talking about the year just gone and summarizing it and looking ahead to the year ahead. And I would love to be able to do that, but I just really can't get my head around things. I think I'm still in the middle of things at the moment. So I'm still in the middle of getting my health back on track. And I'm still really at the beginnings of my new working from home situation and trying to make a go of that. And so I'm hoping that I will be able to get my head around writing a New Year blog sometime in the very near future. But I just haven't been able to do it so far because I'm really not sure what the new year will bring. I feel quite uncertain about it. And I know that nobody knows the future and nobody knows what the new year will bring. But For me this year, it's very obvious that I don't know what the new year will bring. So I am just putting my hand in God's hand and stepping forward into the unknown, which I think is a good place to be. So as part of this intro, I want to just say a thank you, a big thank you to Anne and to my mum and dad. And I want to thank them both for their financial support. So it's very lovely to have that support from you. It just means an awful lot to me, and I just wanted to give you a big shout out. So thank you very much for that. Okay, so it's time to get on to this interview with Judy. I really think you'll love it. I love her. She's a wonderful person, and I hope it brings you great joy and that you're really blessed by it. And I will chat to you again next week. Welcome. Today we are joined by Judy Sharon. And Judy is one of the friendliest people you will ever meet.
Thank you.
She has a daughter and two grandchildren.
Yes.
How old are your grandchildren?
Nine and seven.
Nice. Mm. Nice. Fun times. Judy's worked for 33 years in Coles.
Yes.
In every department, she tells me, except for meat and the bakehouse.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And she's retired now, which means that she's really busy.
I am.
Doing
I am.
Mainly music and breakfast with us and lunch friends, things that we do at our church. Yep. And one thing I learned, or possibly relearned, I think I did know about Judy, was that she loves netball.
Oh, yes.
Coaching
yes.
and playing.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's a great pleasure to chat with you.
Oh, thank you very much, Ruth. Thank you.
So you want to start by telling us how you became a Christian?
Right, I think I have to go right back to when I was 12 or something like that with Salvation Army.
Right, wow, yeah.
And I went to Sunday school there, and I never knew about Christ before that. And Sunday school was absolutely fabulous. Yeah, we learn a lot at Sunday schools.
Yeah.
And all the songs that never go away, that come back again, and all the Salvation Army stuff. And we sort of went to Salvation Army for a little while. And then after that, we went to All Saints South Hobart.
Right.
And we became, my sisters and I, two other sisters that I have out of the six of us, we all joined the choir. And we got confirmed at All Saints.
Mm-hmm.
I also got married at All Saints. Father Bramwell was there at the time, and he was absolutely a gorgeous man, but he's now passed on, of course. And
so were your parents coming to church with you as well?
Not at that time.
No, it was just you kids.
Just us kids, yeah. Right. We were sent every Sunday to church, whether we wanted to go or not.
Mum and Dad got some time off.
Yes, they did. Mum did the lunch, and Dad went elsewhere. He was probably working. Yeah.
Six kids, I can understand.
Yeah.
A bit of space.
Absolutely. No, it was eight, actually. I had two brothers
as well.
Oh,
wow.
Brothers as well, one older and one younger.
Yes, cool. Mm. Right, so you've gone to church and you've got confirmed and...
Yep. That's when I just started really to understand about God.
Mm.
But didn't understand truly what God was all about. It was a lot of words to me at that time.
Mm.
But even though I was confirmed, we had to learn a lot of stuff. I've forgotten that already. As you do as you get older.
Yeah.
I went to St. Clement's after that. I've been at St. Clement's probably since 1982.
Right. Yep.
Robert was minister there, and that was good fun. I got baptised in the Holy Spirit at Lutana Church. I didn't get baptised in the Holy Spirit at St. Clement's.
Mm.
When I was at Coles, I came across this lady from the Lutana Church, and we used to get talking about Christianity.
Right, yeah.
Cool. That's one of the questions, isn't it?
That's okay. That's
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
And I got baptised in the Holy Spirit there.
Yeah.
And then you were allowed to take communion then. They didn't allow you to take communion like we do in our church.
Yeah. Right.
Until you were baptised in the Holy Spirit.
Okay. Hmm. So that really changed your life, being baptised in the Holy Spirit?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, absolutely. That was the change in my life.
Yeah.
I I become so much more in tune with the Lord, which was really good. And I just went around telling everybody about the Lord, didn't I? Even if they didn't want to listen to it.
That's fantastic. That's awesome.
That was really great. And I came across a lot of friends through being baptised.
Mm.
And I went to Bev Farmelow's more Bible study group for a long, long time. And that's how come I met a lot of my friends now. It's really great. Yeah,
that is awesome. That's those deep friendships that you make in the Bible study group.
Oh, yes.
So important.
Yes, they are. Mm. Very much so.
And very long lasting. Even if you, like, I've got friends in Bible study, well, that I made in Bible study groups years ago.
Yeah.
We're not meeting together anymore, but we've just got that depth of friendship that just lasts forever.
Yeah.
I just want to say, if you can hear, well, if you can hear drips, they're coming from the ceiling, which is a bit of a shame. And if you can hear a budgie, that's Judy's. So that's a friendly budgie in the background that we haven't had before. I don't know if you can hear or not, but that's cool.
Oh, he talks like anything.
He talks.
Yeah, he does.
He's gorgeous. Yeah. He's gorgeous.
Anyway, he's a good boy.
Cool. So we've talked about Coles. How did your faith show itself in your work in Coles? Because that was...
Yeah, that was very interesting, because at Coles it's really hard to be a Christian and show people how and what you believe in, because they poo-harred a lot. And that's how come I met a lot of lovely people through the checkout, and I became friendly with a lot of Christians through the checkout, especially Doris and Martin Curley and Vanessa. Yes, and they were absolutely wonderful, and we got a good relationship going, and I used to go to a Bible study with Doris on a Monday night, and she taught me a lot.
Yeah. It's amazing that the depth, I mean, I worked as a checkout chick as well, so yes. The depth of conversation you can have.
Yes.
When you're doing someone's groceries.
Yeah, absolutely. You can if you really want to.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are not trained that way now. No.
Well, I think they don't want to. I think that must be something where your faith showed itself, is that you cared for the people you were serving in the shop.
Yeah.
Whereas, and I'm not being judgmental, but I've had people tell me, I just don't care. They said that.
Yeah, they don't. I understand that, yes.
So, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, no, that was a really good time to talk to people and to just talk to people about Jesus if they wanted to listen. 95% didn't.
No, that's right.
Yeah, so it was hard. And you got ribbed and made fun at by your colleagues as well. But I got through that with a friend. And she was a Seventh-day Adventist, and she helped me get through it, and we helped each other, really. It was really good.
So she was a work colleague as
Yes,
well?
Yes, she was, yeah.
Oh, that makes a big difference.
It does, yeah.
And I think that I think from the way that you were farewelled that they held you in high regard.
Oh, yes, it was a good,
in the end,
it was a goodbye, it was. Mm. And they made me a beautiful afternoon tea, and that was lovely.
Yeah.
So yes. Didn't have to do much that day. It was really lovely. Oh dear.
And how would you say your faith shows itself now? How has your life changed now that you're not working?
Not working. I don't have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go to work at 5 o'clock.
Oh my goodness.
Then that's really good. I knew you'd say something like that, Ruth. Yes, it has changed. I now do things that I want to do for Christ, and I can do all those things at church without fail, and I don't have to say anything to anybody. I just go, and Nola and I just do a lot together, really, and that's really just beautiful, our friendship.
Mm.
And through changing, I think that God has changed me. God has changed me a lot since I've retired.
Mm.
And I think through going through the pain that I have gone through with my back and my hip, God has taught me to be very patient.
Right.
I didn't have that before. Yes, he does. He teaches you to be very patient in his time, not ours. And it has, and it's changed me. When Jan used to live next door, I used to go and talk to her about Christ. And she knows there's a Christ, but she won't commit herself.
Yeah.
And of course the next door neighbours are very nice people, but I've only just come, so I'm like,
still getting to know them.
So right, Ruth. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I think he's changed me a lot in the amount of prayer I do and talking to him every single day and just talking to him. I can talk to him here but just by myself, and it's really lovely, and I have a quiet time, and that quiet time we just talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I do the – I get out my Bible and read parts of the Bible. Yeah, yeah, it is good. It is good. Yeah.
So, and I think that in all the things, so the mainly music, just for people who don't know, is for young children.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's, and it's
yeah, it's lovely. It really is lovely. We have a good group there, and that group helps people outside our church, and that's a vision for us, that our church reaches people outside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. There's a lot of people there that don't come to our church but go to other churches.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who don't go to church full stop, but they're lovely and they bring their children and they can see the love. They say they feel the love.
That's wonderful.
As you walk in the door,
yeah,
which is really good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
And you're not running around after kids at Mainly Music. Your job is to
welcome people.
Welcome people.
Yes, I welcome just so people. Lovely. Yeah,
and chat. Yeah. I know that Sue. So we've talked to Sue Viney before, and she says her job is with the grandparents. She sits down and chats to the grandparents.
She does. So. She's wonderful.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that's important to have that as well.
It is.
And then Breakfast With Us is for disadvantaged people in the community, isn't
it? Yeah, and lonely people. And very much so lonely people. There are a lot of lonely people in our community. But we would just wish that more people would come and just sit down, have a couple with us, have breakfast with us, and get to know us, and because we love to serve them.
Yeah. And lunch friends is a similar thing.
Yes, it is. Yes. We have a lot of good times there. That's really good with the older folk. Yeah,
So that's amazing just how you're reaching out. And I noticed too that somewhere on your wall there's a rotary.
Oh yes,
out in the kitchen. Rotary as well.
No, that was given to me through my service with people going through my checkout many years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, that was and Michael Whitehouse gave that to me.
She said, "You're an important member of our community."
Oh, absolutely.
Your smiling face and your conversation at the checkout. That's amazing.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yes, that was something I felt very blessed at getting.
Mm-hmm.
Michael was absolutely lovely. But it was another couple, the Greggs, who came through that were, I think they were Christians, and they said they absolutely loved the way that I just served.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to say, well, I'm not serving for me, I'm serving for Christ.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's how I do it.
And that hasn't changed now?
No.
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 It's just, yeah.
Just a little bit more.
And well, I think I really want to belabor the point, I guess, but I think that some people think, well, I'm just a checkout chick, what can I do? Or I'm just I just work at the bank, what can I do? And I'm not out there doing missions, I'm not out there preaching a sermon every Sunday or, you know, leading this or that.
Yeah.
But your influence on people's lives is huge because you've served God in them.
In them, yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's right, Ruth. I just do believe that the more you can talk to people about Jesus, the more of an understanding that they have, because before the Salvation Army came up our way, I did not know about Jesus. Nobody told me about Jesus. And I can understand why there are a lot of people who don't know Jesus now. I sort of thought about that and I thought, well, I didn't know about him until somebody said something to me.
Yeah.
So that's why we've got to go out and tell everybody about Jesus.
Mm. Did you ever feel like you were putting your job on the line by talking about Jesus?
No.
No.
No. So I think he covered me with that.
It's the way you do it.
Yeah, it's definitely the way you do it.
Mm.
You don't push it into people's faces, because they used to come up and say, why are you so happy?
Awesome.
And that was the opening.
Yeah.
That was some opening, yeah.
That's great.
I didn't do that every time, but because I love doing my job as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love serving people, and that was part of me.
Mm.
But yeah, people get to know you and they say,
they do.
I'll wait in line for Judy's check.
They used to.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Cool.
So that was a really lovely time in my life.
Mm.
Mm. That was well worth it.
Mm. Awesome. When do you feel closest to God?
When I'm lonely.
Mm.
When I'm lonely, I feel very close to God because I sit there and I think, God, where are you? You are here, I know. I can feel you, but I just feel so lonely because this is something when people sit alone of the daytime, they do get very lonely. Mm. They do get very lonely, and that's why I feel comforted by him being here with me. And that comfort is a great trust that I have in him.
Mm.
Mm.
That's awesome.
Mm.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? You think, oh, we'll feel closest to God in the good times, but often it's in the bad times.
It's in the bad times. I have found that out through the bad times is when you're closest to God because he's always there for you, but you just don't realise that at the time.
Mm. Mm. And I'm sure, like, you'd love, you being the person you are, you'd probably love to be out rushing hither and yon and doing things all the time, but your back and your hip has just said, nah, Judy, nah.
Nah. I think this is the time God has told me to sit down, behave yourself, and do what I say. Do what I'm telling you to do. No, I think it's really lovely that he has given me this time for myself, even though I'm restricted.
Yeah.
He has still given me that time.
Mm. And he's here.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time.
All the time. God is good.
All the time.
All the time. God is good.
That's the thing.
Oh, dear.
What's one thing about God or Christianity that you wish everybody knew?
I wish they knew about how great his love is for them.
Mm.
Because I feel that a lot of people don't know that. And they don't really want to know it sometimes. But God is love. And God just wants them to be his.
Mm.
And that's the main thing. If they can understand that, God died on the cross for them, not only just for me or you, Ruth, but he died on that cross to save us.
Mm.
We are very sinful, and that is why he did it.
Mm.
I just want to be committed to him, and I want to be more like him through my life. And that's gradually happening.
Mm.
Doesn't happen overnight, does it, Ruth?
It does not. It doesn't.
Oh, dear. Yes. So true.
Yes.
And I'm just so pleased I'm in my church family that I am in because that helps me so much. Having a church family that we have and the amount of different people in that church is fantastic.
Yeah. I love our church family.
We do love our church family, don't we, Ruth?
Yeah. No, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with everyone?
I'd just like to say to people who are watching this podcast that if you don't know Jesus, ask someone, talk to someone who does know, who is a Christian, and they will tell you all about him.
Yep.
And it's the loveliest thing to know Jesus, because he's there always. When you think you can't get by something, Jesus is there to help you with the strength and power and the love that he has. And that's why I just love my Jesus.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We do.
You can email me at ruth@ruthamos.com.au and I will very happily tell you about Jesus.
Absolutely. Yes. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope this has been encouraging for you. I want to especially thank Catherine Joy Music for the theme music. If you would like to help me fund this podcast, you can find me at patreon.com/quietlife and help me out for as little as $1 a month. If you want to contact me, you can email ruth@ruthamos.com.au or find me on Facebook at Ruth Amos Author or tweet me at A Quiet Life. I'd love to hear from you. God bless. See you next week.